God. Yeah. You folks are always so kind and nice and so wonderful when we come here, not just as ministry, but you are so much a blessing just when we get to come here and sit down and come in this atmosphere of faith where this power and the miraculous glory of God is in operation in Decatur, Alabama. Is that right?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to get to the Word of God in just a moment. Have you be ready for the Word?
Yes.
You'll never leave here the same.
Amen.
Happens this way every week. Is that right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'd like my queen to stand up and turn around and smile everybody real big. Y'all was wondering who I was married to. Praise the Lord. Woo-wee. Glory to God. I tell you what, we have had a wonderful marriage, and it's just getting started. We've only been married 37 years. Amen. What a blessing. I say it like this, what I can't do and what I don't want to do, she is perfect at it. Praise the Lord forevermore. I've seen some things about this meeting this morning, and I may be more thrilled about it than you are already. So I want you to hook up with me, get connected there. I have learned how to sort this out just a little bit by the anointing and by the grace. Today, when I open up these pages before you, I know without a doubt, there's no doubts, no smidget of a doubt, that I have the Word for you today. So if I already know that, would you be ready to receive that 100-fold? Praise God forevermore. Go with me, if you will, to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Say it out loud. The Lord is good. And His mercy endures forever. I want to talk to you this morning about the witness of the Spirit, the witness of the Holy Ghost. Now we know in Romans 8:14 says, "For the Spirit Himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are sons and daughters of God." The witness of the Spirit even lets us know that we're born again or not. I've talked to people over the years, and I said, well, do you know you're born again? Well, I hope so, because today was good, so evidently I'm going to heaven. Tomorrow's going to be bad, so evidently I won't be. No, it's the Spirit on the inside that witnesses that we're sons and daughters of God. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, our eyes cannot see it, and our ears cannot hear it. Neither has entered in the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. But it's by the Spirit that He's made known, unfolded, unveiled, and made known all the things of God, even the deep things of God. For what knoweth the things of man save the spirit of man? Even so, in the like manner, you won't know the things of God save by the Holy Ghost. So He's our knower. He's our revealer. He's the one that manifests who God is and who we are. Can I get a witness in the house?
Yes.
And as we talk about the witness of the Holy Ghost, we'll find out what that is, and then we'll be able to energize that more in our life than we ever have before. So we'll begin reading in 1 John chapter 5. It says here in verse 7, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 7. We could quote through this, but we want to read it. You get your eyes on it, highlight it, mark it. If you can't mark in your Bible, toss it and borrow your neighbor's and write in theirs, okay? He says, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. And what are they? They're one. There's three that bears record of the heavenly, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. And these three are one. One mind, one way, one operation. We have the Son. He came to the earth and He did no thing lest He saw the Father doing that. He said no thing lest, glory to God, He heard the Father say it. Is that right? So they do no thing outside of one another. I don't know about you, but I and my Father are one. Now, sure, I miss it sometimes. But it's my confession, it's my heart, that I do no thing outside of what the Father wants done. I do nothing outside of what the Spirit wants done. I do nothing outside of what the Word wants done. So there's three that bear record of the heavenly, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
And he says there's three that bear witness in the earth. How many of you glad he just didn't leave the record in heaven? That he has given us a witness in the earth. Yes. Now what are they? He said there's three that bear witness in the earth: Spirit, the water, and the blood. So the same Holy Ghost that's a witness of the record in heaven, he's a witness in the earth. The Spirit, the water. The water is Jesus' baptism, what he had to suffer. And the Spirit, of course, is the same of the heavenly. And the blood is the cross that Jesus had to bear. So again, in review, there's three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. There's three that bears witness in the earth: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. Is everybody on the same page? Then he goes on to say there, let's read another verse before we move on. He said, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is what?
Greater.
It's greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. So the witness which is recorded in heaven is nothing more, nothing less than the witness of his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, for the sake of time, I don't want to rush through this, but how many of you know verse 14? It says, for this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, we know he hears us. And if we know he hears us, then we know what? We have the petitions that we have asked of him. Now, how do we have the confidence? How do we have the boldness? How do we know what the will of God is? How do we know what God's ways are? It's through the record and through the witness.
Yes.
We can't just pull out verse 14, stick it on our refrigerator, and say it's going to work because. It's not going to work because, but it's going to work because we have the record and we have the witness. And then we can have boldness and we can have confidence in what God has completed and finished through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Shout glory. Amen. Now see, he didn't leave you here without information. He didn't leave you here just, you know, however you can get along, however it's going to come about. No, he made sure it's recorded in heaven and it's witnessed in the earth what Jesus has accomplished already, what Jesus has fulfilled. There's no guesswork in it. There's no hope so about it. It's truth and it's established. It's on record, glory to God. Come on, somebody. It's on record in the heavens. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in the heavens. It's settled. There's nothing higher than that. Well, let's say that I owned a piece of property in this area, here in this county called Morgan County. And all of a sudden it would be because you didn't really know I owned it, because such a good person you are. But if you saw that land and you said, well, now I'm going to claim that land because I want it. And you go and just build your house on it and you place all your valuables on it. And then all of a sudden I show up one day and I say, hold on just a minute. This is my land. It's my land. You say, now wait a minute, hold on. How do you know this is your land? I said, well, it's recorded. It's what?
It's recorded.
It's recorded. It's recorded in the deed book on page so-and-so. It's recorded that this land belongs to Brian Culbreth. And how many of you know, even in Texas, glory to God, you'll have to get up and move your house to some other property. Is that right? How much more should we know if there's a squatter on our property? I'm preaching better than you shouting this morning. Glory to God. There's people allowing squatters in on their property and their valuables and in their body.
Yes.
Say it out loud. I'm going to receive from God today. Now, if you have a cyst or a tumor or a growth in your body this morning, I declare in the authority of Jesus' name, we have it on record that it don't have to be in your body anymore.
Yes.
What is it that's on record in heaven that Father God bears record of? Go to Revelation. Amen. Revelation chapter 4.
Yes.
How many of you love the Word of God?
Yes.
Here's the record. Revelation chapter 4. The Apostle John, by supernatural illumination, he said in verse 1, "And after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened up in heaven." So now he's catching a scene of everything that's taking place in the heavenly realm. So the Apostle John, he's telling us what's taking place in the heavens. He said in verse 4, he said, "Round about the throne there's 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their head crowns of gold." He said, "And out of the throne proceed lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God." So he saw these 7 golden lamps that were operating or burning, and this represents the complete work of the Holy Ghost. It's a complete work of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He said, "Before the throne there was a sea of glass, like as unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and around about the throne there were 4 beasts." There were 4 beasts, full of eyes before and behind. Now, this is not the Antichrist. This is not some demon. These are living beings. And he said, "The first beast is like a lion, the second a calf, the third a man, and the fourth like a flying eagle." So on record in heaven, the Apostle John, he says, "So far, I've seen 24 elders." These 24 elders, they remind us of the redeemed of the Lord that is present in heaven. The 12 apostles of the Lamb and the 12 tribes of Israel are represented before the throne of God, having been redeemed from the curse that's in this world. Glory to God.
Amen.
He said that first Zoon, Z-O-O-N, or that first living being, was like a lion. The gospel, according to Matthew, presents Jesus Christ as the King of Kings, the King of Glory. Mark, he presents in the gospel of Jesus Christ, he presents Jesus as being the beast of burden. Everything was laid upon him. So the second beast has a face like a calf. The gospel of Luke, as Luke is pinning down the gospel according to Luke, then the man, Jesus Christ, is presented through the gospel of Luke, the man. The gospel of John declares his deity. We just sang about it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Jesus, the man, the calf, and the king, he was the Son of the living God. So in heaven, are you listening? Am I preaching too fast? So in heaven, on record, there's those 4 Zoon, or living beasts, that represents the redemptive plan of Almighty God. Amen. And with that redemptive plan, there's the 24 elders that represent all of mankind that has been redeemed from the curse that's in this earth. Glory to God. Sometimes you may get backed up in a corner and you wonder, how in the world am I going to get out of this? How is this going to take place? Well, I got news for you this morning. It's on record in heaven that you're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You don't have to go around. You can go through for the glory of God. Amen. Well, let's keep reading. He said, "And the 4 beasts, each of them," verse 8, "had 6 wings about them, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty," watch this phrase, "which was," which is, "and is to come." There's something on record in heaven right now. The 24 elders are present, and they have crowns on their head. And there's the 4 living beasts that are present before Almighty God that represents all the universes, the redemptive plan of Jesus Christ. Those 4 living beasts, they shout out, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Listen, if he was and he is to come, that means he must have been alive and died, but not died and dead, but he's alive forevermore. Come on, somebody. Jesus is alive forevermore. Amen. You must know and understand on the inside of you that Jesus is not in a tomb. Jesus is not in a grave. He is high and exalted. And 24/7 the beasts are saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and blessed be God forevermore, who is the one to come." Amen. So what little Mickey Mouse problem could ever hold you down? Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I was looking for that. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but all the odds were against me, praise the Lord. But then I looked up and I saw him as he really was. And then I began to view me as he sees me. And the score and the scoreboard and the playing field, everything changed, glory to God.
Amen.
Sometimes we live too much down here. It's sometimes we need to be translated. I don't mean to get some goofy space thing. I mean, sometimes we need to be reminded to get translated out of this hum hole. Clock in and clock out. It's time to go home now. Now it's time to get up. Oh, no, we got to get up. Sometimes we need to be reminded there's some good news about you in heaven, glory to God. You're a winner up there. I said, you're a winner up there. You're vibrant up there, glory to God. You're not lacking in anything up there, amen. So sometimes we need to take what's up there and bring it down here. Never leave home without it. Said the 24 elders, right after the beast, give glory. This is all taking place in heaven right now while we're speaking. Said, and when the beast give glory and honor and thanks unto him that sat on the throne who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and they worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure thou hast created them."
Yes.
So in heaven, on record, what's on record? Yes. The plan of redemption is on record in heaven. The four beasts, they begin to give glory and honor and praise to Father God. The 24 elders, they cast their crowns. This is happening over and over and over and over and over. That is the record that's in heaven. Hallelujah. So then we talked about there's three that bear witness in the earth. Spirit, the water, and the blood. So what is the Holy Ghost going to witness? What is the Holy Ghost going to witness? He's going to witness unto us what's on record in heaven. I said, he's going to witness unto us what's on record in heaven. What's on record in heaven? You have been redeemed. You have been redeemed. He hath delivered me. From the hand of the adversary, he hath delivered me. Not a gonna be, not a hope so, not a wanna be. He hath, past tense, already redeemed me. Amen. Brother Brian, I just been a praying. And I just can't get mine. Well, no wonder you can't get yours. Because if you just keep on a praying and then you say you can't get yours, then you'll never get yours. Stop praying and receive yours. Come on, somebody. There's nothing wrong with praying, but stop praying. Sometimes you're going to have to stop and have time out and receive what's already on record in heaven. What's on record in heaven? So we have the witness of the Spirit. There's three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. Three that bear witness in the earth, Spirit, the water, and the blood. So we have the Holy Spirit in the earth bearing witness in us. Go to Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 9. You're very familiar with this scripture, so it'll be easy for you to receive. Hebrews chapter 9, looking at verse 8. It says, "And the Holy Ghost," this is under the old covenant, "the Holy Ghost thus signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not made manifest while as the first tabernacle was still standing. This was a figure or a picture or a type for the time then present in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make them that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience." So under the old covenant, we had the witness of the Spirit, and he, under the old tabernacle, he witnessed unto all mankind and all the world that all those people that obtained or operated under the old covenant in the old tabernacle, there was no way made into the Father yet, and no one was made perfect or in the image of Jesus Christ. He said in verse 11, but Christ being come a high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. By his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of goats and the ashes of the heifers and the sprinkling of the unclean sanctified for the purifying of the flesh, verse 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Now I read just a whole lot of information right there. But the scripture just told us that the Holy Ghost under the old covenant, he bore witness that the way into the Holy of Holies was not yet made. And the person that came to the tabernacle or the temple to worship, their conscience was not clear of the yoke and the bondage and the pressures and the tyranny of sin. But he says, under this new covenant, Jesus, he took his own blood into the tabernacle not made with hands. Where is that? Where the record is recorded. Come on, somebody. He took his own blood into the presence of Almighty God and shed his blood, so to speak, on the altar of God. How did he do that? He carried the anointing. He carried the Holy Ghost. The second part, or the third part of the Godhead bodily, was a witness to what he did with his blood in front of the Father. Glory to God. So now the Holy Ghost, he witnesses that the way into the Holy of Holies, it has been made. The forerunner has gone before us, and his name is Jesus. And eternal redemption has been purchased. It has been bought. It has brought us redemption back unto Father God. Are you following with me here this morning? So watch this. The Holy Spirit, the one that saw Jesus fulfill and finish and complete the work, he will never, never, never come and witness unto you that you are sick and broke and busted and there's no way out of your situation. He can't do that. He can't do that. He'll never witness to you that you're sick. You may have symptoms. He may remind you and tell you that you have something going on, but he's not going to condemn you and tell you that you're sick. He's going to show you the record that's in heaven. He's going to declare unto you, remember there's three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. The Spirit and the Word agree. The Father and the Word and the Spirit, they agree. For he was wounded for your transgressions. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. He was bruised for our iniquities. Amen. And by his stripe ye were healed. He's only going to witness unto you what is on record in heaven. Lift up your hand and thank God for that. We were in South Georgia. I was doing a camp meeting down there. And there was a lady in a meeting she hadn't seen visibly or physically out of her eyes in 12 years. We taught and we shared unto them about this witness and how to receive what God's already done. She hadn't seen in 12 years. She came reluctantly, but I talked her into it. Sometimes people can't get healed on their own faith, so sometimes you can slip up behind them. Praise God. Laid hands on her and declared the record in heaven on her, and she left with that right eye seeing. Glory to God. You think, now, dear Lord, that is awesome. Listen, all it is bringing the report of what's on record in heaven down to this area. Amen. I'd just like to ask what you need this morning. Because some of you are feeling the Holy Ghost around your midsection right here, and you think, what is that? That's the power and the presence of God. All I'm doing is bragging on the record that's in heaven. There's nothing in me that can heal you or deliver you, but there's something I'm talking about that can. Hallelujah. I'll never forget her husband. He walked up in the middle. I mean the Holy Ghost. He was in that room like a whirlwind. And her husband, he come up, and I couldn't hear him because there's so much noise. People are going berserk and ballistic, and the band was playing. He's jerking on my sleeve, and he looked up at me, and he said, "We got that right eye. Let's see if we can get that other one. Praise the Lord." I believe if God got that right eye for her, he can do the left eye. Is that right? And he did, glory to God. I said he did, glory to God. But guess what? He didn't say, "Well, I think I'm going to hold out till that day." No, it's accessible. We have it ready now. The witness of the Spirit is come and dine. Hallelujah. Whatever you need, glory to God, he's got it ready for you now. Amen. And the Holy Ghost, that's the witness that you're having on the inside of you right now. There's something churning. There's something bubbling on the inside of you. Your situation looks better already, glory to God. It's not someone talking you into it. There's a power on the inside of you. It's rolling, glory to God. You can feel it. How many of you can feel it, glory to God? Let me start over. How many of you can feel that? Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Somebody talked you into settling in. Somebody talked you into pulling back. Somebody talked you to shut your mouth and not speak anymore. Somebody, something come in and influenced you to back up just a little bit. I'm here waving the banner. Rise up, glory to God. Step on in. I said, step on in.
Amen.
Now, who's the witness in the earth? The Holy Ghost.
Yes.
How many know you got a tongue? You got a heart, is that right? I know my time's running short right here, but how many of you are getting blessed already?
Yes.
How many of you are getting ready to receive?
Yes.
Hallelujah, glory be to God. I don't care if you got tumors, lumps, bumps, growths, cysts, it doesn't matter to me what they are. I'm telling you, it's already recorded in heaven and Jesus already taking care of it. He's up there sitting on the right hand of Father God writing out, slips, said, "Here's your healing, here's your deliverance. Come and get it." Praise the Lord. He's a crazy boy down there from Alabama. He's preaching it to you, so believe him. Amen.
Yes.
It's my witness. It's the Holy Ghost telling you, you can have it. Glory to God.
Yes.
There was a lady not too long. She had vertigo. Her vertigo got up and verti went. Praise the Lord. We were talking about what's on the record in heaven. Praise the Lord. No more. And I put my fingers in her ears, commanded that stuff to come out of her. The Holy Ghost bent her from left to right, side by side, front to back. And I was trying to catch her, and he said, "Leave her alone. I got her." Hallelujah. Delivered from vertigo. That verti went for the glory of God. Amen. How many of you got something you want to go this morning? The witness of the Holy Ghost says it's already yours. Amen. You don't have to wait till hands are laid on you. You don't have to wait till anything. Just receive yours now for the glory of God.
Yes.
The witness of the Spirit. Back to that. The Bible says in James chapter 3, you read it, you study it, you're the student of that. You know what it says. The Bible says you can take a bit, put it in a horse's mouth, 1,200-pound animal. You can turn him anywhere you want to go. You can take a little old bitty rudder, put it on a big old ship, make it turn a curve. He said you can take your tongue, and you can change everything about your life.
Yes. Yes.
And a lot of times we only go as far as, "I don't cuss, I don't swear anymore." That's as far as we go sometimes. But you can go a little further than that. Amen.
Right. Yes.
The Bible says you can take all manner of animals and you can tame them. But the tongue, no man has tamed them. He said the tongue is a fire. The tongue is a world of iniquity. The tongue sets on fire the course of nature. What is the course of nature? Our never-ending, never-ceasing change of life. Amen. So if we can't change our tongue and we can't tame our tongue and it's always setting on fire the course of life, Brother Brown, we're going to never have a good day. Oh, but God had a plan. I said, God had a plan.
Yeah.
How many is it that bears record in heaven? Three. The Father, the Word, and the Spirit. How many bear witness in the earth? Three. Spirit, the water, and the blood. How many remember on the day of Pentecost?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, let me start over. How many remember on the day of Pentecost?
Yes.
How many Pentecostals I got in the house?
Yes.
Glory to God. On the day of Pentecost, they were all in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven. How'd it come in? Like a rushing mighty wind. What'd it do? Filled all the house where they were seated. What? Cloven tongues as a fire fell upon each of them. And they all began to speak in other tongues as the what?
Spirit.
As the what?
Spirit.
As the what?
Spirit.
As the what?
Spirit.
As the Spirit gave them utterance. So who is the Spirit? He's the witness of the record that's in heaven. The Bible says, for they all heard them speaking the wonderful works of God. I wonder where they got the wonderful works of God. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit was in heaven, saw when Jesus put his blood on the altar, and Father God said, it is finished, it's complete, it's over with, it's done. Amen. So the Holy Ghost came from heaven with that witness of the record, glory to God. And when he bustled Dombra Kanemansi Piki, and when he hit Jerusalem, glory to God, he come in like a storm. Hallelujah. And all those 120 in the upper room, praise be God forevermore. They were speaking in other tongues. But it was not to start another Pentecostal church. It was to show that everything that Jesus and everything that Father had planned, it is now complete. It's over. It is done. Hallelujah. Son of a brickyana. Brother Brian, what were you saying? I don't know. I didn't have an interpretation, but I know it came right out of heaven. Praise the Lord. One of those four zunes, he was saying, holy, 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 holy. Ah, glory to God. And the 24 elders flung their crowns down before the Lord. And there came an utterance from the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Woo! Woo! Amen. I don't know about you, but I just start praying in tongues right now. Just let that witness start coming out of you. Amen. See, James mentioned there, he said the tongue is a fire. The tongue is a fire. And the tongue, it can kindle a little bitty fire, can kindle a whole forest fire. Is that right? Set the whole course of the nature of life on fire. I like to say it like this. Have you ever had a home mortgage that's paid off by the glory of God? Amen?
Yes.
Amen. 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 Well, in that mortgage, you're going to have an escrow. The escrow pays your taxes, pays your, you know, all the expenses of the mortgage up front. It escrows that, and at the end of the year, they pay out of that escrow account.
Yes.
Well, here's what the Holy Ghost does to that. The same negative side, that your tongue sets on fire the course of your life in the negative. The Holy Ghost sets your tongue on fire and sets the course and nature of your life on the positive side. When you pray in the Spirit, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you're paving your road of a bright and glorious future. Amen, amen, amen. You're not a Pentecostal now. Yes, you are, but it's not by identity or a church creed or a doctrine. You're now allowing the witness of the Spirit to speak out of your mouth. For he that prays in an unknown tongue, he does not speak unto men, for no man understands him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaks out. He prays out divine mysteries. They're not a mystery to God, they're a mystery to man. But when you pray those out, it paves your future for the glory of God. Can I get a witness in the house? Woo, hallelujah. I'm here by the authority of Jesus' name to remind you that there is something on record, and it's the redemptive plan of Jesus Christ. You don't have to go around life wondering and hoping so, and maybe so. You can believe and receive instantly and receive your miracle, receive your healing, and pave your glorious, bright future for the glory of God. Amen? I just wonder this morning if there's anyone here today. Brother Brian, I've never been born again. But today I realize something's happening on the inside of me. I see that I realize, I understand, I see God this morning. But I want to be born again. I want to know Jesus. I want to know Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. I want to experience that record that's on record in heaven for the glory of God. Then I want to add to that, very briefly, very kindly, very gently. If you've never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it's taught here. It's revealed here. Pastor John lays hands on people to receive the Holy Ghost. But if you've kind of, you know, backed up from that and you say, you know, I hadn't spoken tongues in a while. I've never spoken tongues. Today is your day. It's not for you to sign up for the First Pentecostal Church. It's for you to sign up and let the Holy Ghost witness unto you the record that's in heaven. I said, the record that's in heaven. Yes. Amen. So if you've never been born again, go ahead and lift up your hand right now.